Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are at Siegel High School in Tennessee. That's Murfreesboro, Tennessee, Siegel High School. What tremendous facilities they have right here. I have on good authority. They have a school enrollment of around 1,800 students. What a quality place to be. The coaches are meeting out on the field right there. They're around home plate. Umpires are going over the perimeter, we'll say. Coach Bourdonnais right there also. Head coach. Say what, the head coach for Willowbrook. Quite convincing to let us know that he's the head coach. Communication was great by email. Head coach is Vic Wisner. Vic Wisner, I tell you what, we do want to say a speedy recovery. Speedy recovery. Coach Matt Scott, he had to stay home. He had an emergency appendectomy surgery. He's home. He may be listening to the ball game right now. We'll hope so, and we hope he'll get back to good health and be at practice maybe next week. And we thank you for listening. We'll also mention Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Today it got up to about 73, 75 degrees. And I've heard that so far this year, they've had 80-degree weather. That's told to me by the scoreboard keeper. That's Lauren Baker, keeping the scoreboard for the ball game. Central Catholic Knights going to be the home team in today's ball game. They're going to wear all white. They're going to wear the sleeveless white jerseys. They've got blue underneath. They're wearing the blue stirrups. And on the hill right now, getting some pitches in right now, the starting pitcher for the Knights is Bryn Robbins. Bryn Robbins wears number 33. Bryn Robbins, a year ago, he participated in 13 games as a pitcher. 62 and one-third innings. I take that back. Let me backtrack here. Here we go. Bryn Robbins, 33 games for the season. 59 innings under his belt. He participated in 13 games, 249 batters he faced over the season, 815 pitches to get him by for the whole season. He finished 9-1. He gave up 17 runs. 8 of those runs were earned. He walked 15 batters, struck out 65, and 25 of those batters went down looking. So one more pitch they're going to throw down at second base. We'll mention on the defense for Central Catholic. Doing the catching is Ryan Schumer wearing number 7. At first base, number 18, T.J. Bell. Second base, Owen Munn, he'll wear number 12. At shortstop, Evan Dehart, number 24. At third base, Hudson Gutwine, he'll wear number 9. He'll play defensively. He'll give up the bat to start the game out to Ben Major. He'll bat in the fifth position. In left field, number 3, Jackson King. In center field today is number 14, Tyler Fox. And in right field, number 34, Keaton Brooks. We're going to step in right now. It's 2:32 here in Tennessee. It's 3:32 back home. So left-handed batter going to step in, Joe Tumulty. Joe Tumulty wears number 10. Left-handed batter's box. He plays center field. First pitch comes in, he's going to try to put a punt down. It goes Skyborn back behind the catcher, and a diving catch made by Ryan Schumer for out number 1. So Joey Tumulty trying to get on base. Pops a foul ball. First pitch of the ballgame. Foul territory just behind Ryan Schumer, having made a good diving catch. Stepping in with one out, wearing number 5, Alex Charlton. Alex Charlton. Here on the diamond, he's going to be the pitcher for Willowbrook. Here comes a whine by Bryn Robbins. He'll drive one out of play right side. No balls, one strike. Early going, second game of the set for Central Catholic. Central Catholic hoping to play tomorrow. Lauren Baker up here in the box tells me it might rain pretty much most of the day. Pitch comes in, he'll fly one out of play, right side again. No balls, two strikes. Step back in, right-handed batter, Alex Charlton. Peering in, looking at signals out of the wind, here comes the pitch. Swung on, he'll drive one, right center field. It's going to back up Tyler Fox. It's going to be a gapper in front of Tyler Fox. It's going to be a diving head-first slide at second base. for a double. Two base hit for Alex Shelton with an 0-2 count. So they'll reset the defense. One runner aboard. We're in the top of the first inning. Seven inning schedule. The Knights played eight last night. Stepping in, third hitter in the lineup. Where's number nine? Isaac Sabusicek. We'll get that right, but we'll look at it right there. Probably not going to get it right every time. Stepping off the back of the rubber out of the set. Here's Bren Robbins. We'll step back in. Right-handed batter. Isaac Sabusicek becomes the first pitch. Breaking pitch. Might have finished low. Not much. Just missed. No balls. One strike. Isaac, the three-hitter, plays the shortstop position. It'll be a pickoff move. Nobody there to cover. Just trying to keep him close. Bren Robbins trying to keep Isaac Shelton around that bag, giving his catcher, Ryan Schumer, a chance to throw him out. Right-handed batter steps back in. So Busicek pitch comes in, a ball. So Busicek. There we go. You saw the spelling. You think it was marvelous. Pitch comes in, outside edge, knee high, strike called. Home plate umpire not giving us a lot of signals. Not giving us a count much. We'll hope he gets better. Check and balance system is always good. It's going to be a pickoff move. Pirouette counterclockwise, not make the throw. Evan Teinhart was covering. Back to second base, Alex Shelton. One out. Top of the first inning. Tight pitch for a ball. 3-1 count. He'll check back in. That's Isaac. So be his check. Here comes the pitch. He'll foul one back to the screen. Nice ballpark. We'll mention. From dugout to dugout, they've got a brick wall. It's actually a block wall. They've got padded surface in the back behind home plate, so the ball won't bounce a lot. And I will mention they got about a 20-foot screen straight up to collect baseballs for fouls. It'll be a drop. So it can be a ball four. He'll jog to first base. And on the pitch, Shelton goes to third base. Runners at first and third. Next batter to step in. He's a four-hitter. Where's number three? Right fielder, Eddie Munson. Peering in, looking at signals out of the stretch. Bren Robbins. Now out of the set. Double set. Maybe the triple set. Here comes the pitch. Just outside. Ball one. Runners on the corners. One out. Top of the first inning. Willowbrook Warriors batting. Out of the set, here's the pitch. Pitch comes in just above the zone. Timeout on the diamond. Ryan Schumer going to jog out, have a conversation. Short conversation with Bren Robbins. And today is not only a baseball game for high school. MLB starts today, opening day. I looked at that a month and name right there, Eddie Munson. Tell you what, Thurman Munson played catcher for the Yankees. Played on the team with Reggie Jackson. They did get along. And we miss Mr. Thurman Munson. He's having a good time up in heaven. Give me a foul tip into the glove. Strike one. Count goes 2-1. Two balls, one strike, one out. Working from the stretch, Bren Robbins. Now the set. Pitch comes in. Outside of ball. Good movement right there. Catcher, Ryan Schumer. Pitch was across the left-handed batter's box. Right-handed batter, four-hitter, is Eddie Munson at the plate. Pitch comes in. He's going to pop one airborne. It's going to be playable. T.J. Bell giving it a look. He'll make the catch, and that'll be a big second out here in the top of the first. Stepping in, we're going to see number 12. He's the five hitter for Willowbrook. Number 12, that's Vinny Ippolito. Vinny Ippolito, he plays first base. Right-handed batter, kind of hugs the plate. Peering in, looking at signals out of the stretch. Bryn Robbins. Out of the set position, here comes the first pitch to Ippolito. High, well above the zone. One ball, no strikes. Both teams in the dugout, they're all up on the screen. Big ball game for spring break. Pitch comes in there, outside edge. Strike called. Count goes 1-1. He'll step back in. Number 12, Vinny Ippolito, first baseman. 1-1 count. Pitch comes in, outside of ball. Might have been a breaking pitch. Broke low and away. Count goes 2-1. Working from the stretch, Bryn Robbins. Out of a set, you'll check the runners. Here comes a 1-1 pitch. Drive one to right field. Going to back up to the right fielder. That's Keaton Brooks. And he catches the final out here in the top of the first. So the Knights lead 2 on base. And at the end of a half inning, there's no score. One hit in the inning, it was a double off the bat of Alex Chalton. Knights going to come to the plate. And we'll mention defensively going out to play. The defense for Willowbrook Warriors. They're out of Villa Park, Illinois. Going out to play defense. The pitcher is going to be Alex Chalton. He wears number 5. The catcher is Vince Aiello. He's called Aiello. He wears number 8. At first base, Vinny Ippolito. He wears number 12. At second base, number 1, Colin Slivka. At shortstop, Isaac Sobieszczyk. At third base, Ryan Knable wears number 7. Should say Sobieszczyk wears number 9 at shortstop. In left field, number 29, Sam Maurice. In center field, number 10, Joey Tumilty. In at right field, that's Eddie Munson, wears number 3. We'll learn a little bit about Willowbrook High School. Willowbrook High School was founded in 1959. They have a school enrollment of 1,931. They're located Willowbrook High School at 1250. Ardmore Avenue, that's Villa Park, Illinois, 60181. They go by the telephone. You can dial them up at 630-530-3400. They wear the color scheme of Columbia Blue, Silver, and Black. Their principal is Dr. Daniel Krause. The athletic director is Brandon Murphy. The athletic secretary is Alma Villegas. And I will mention, Alma was very kind on the telephone when I spoke with her. And I will also mention that a Willowbrook High School head coach is Vic Wisner. Vic Wisner will mention he's working in year number 23 at Willowbrook, 13 of those years as the head coach. Took a tough one down second base. And an instrumental gentleman right there, Vic Wisner, head coach. Willowbrook Warriors. In 2022, they finished 25-4, 15-3, first place in the West Suburban Gold Conference, and then they averaged 8.1 points offensively, gave up defensively 2.8. Those are averages. Stepping in for the Knights, Owen Munn, first pitch, foul back near the screen. It's going to be caught right there by on-deck batter on the ground. As Evan Deanhart returns it to the umpire. Owen Munn wears number 12, leadoff batter. Should say first batter in the lineup for the home team, the Knights. Working from the stretch, nobody on base. Here comes the pitch to Munn. Outside of ball. Two balls, take that back. Yes, two balls. A 1-1 count, Meyer. He'll step back in. Right-handed batter, Owen Munn. Senior class member. 6 seniors on the Knights team. Pitch comes in outside edge, called strike. Count goes 1-2. 0-9, a step back in. 0-9 last night made 4 plate appearances, 4 at-bats for Owen. Here comes the pitch. Swung on, dribbler out in front of the pitcher's mound. Going to be fielded right here by Shelton. He'll throw on to first base. Get the put out with Vinny Ippolito. 1 out here in the bottom of the first inning. Next batter for the night is going to step in. Number 24, Evan Dienhart. Evan Dienhart plays the shortstop position. Right-handed batter. Working from the stretch. Nobody on base, Alex Charlton. Here comes the pitch. Foul ball, going to end up ground ball in the nice dugout. They do have a screen. That screen pays dividends for foul balls. And that's an understatement. No balls, 1 strike. Out of the set, Alex Charlton. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. No balls, 2 strikes. My son was a college pitcher. He tells me, if a pitcher's going to pitch from the stretch, nobody on. Primarily, that pitcher is known as a relief pitcher. He just happens to be starting in this game. Going to be hit by pitch. They might keep him in the box. They're going to say he might have leaned over. I don't see. They might call him out. He's going to get the bat back. Coach Bournet is going to come in and have a legitimate conversation. He's going to say that Owen Bunn kind of leaned into the pitch. It was an inside pitch. The pitch was probably over the chalk of the right-handed batter's box. And the count now goes 0-2 once again. So he's going to step back in. I think out of that he's showing 2-2. 2-2 on his fingers. He's giving the signals now. Outside of ball. Hat blows off the pitcher's noggin. That's Alex Charlton. He's kind of leaning off the left side of the mound just a little bit. Count goes full at 3-2. Working from the stretch, now the set. Here comes the pitch to 3-2. Going to protect his zone. Going to swing in a pitch and came up empty. He'll walk back to the dugout. 2 outs here in the bottom of the first inning. 3 hitter going to step to the plate. T.J. Bell. T.J. Bell got 1 of 2 hits last night in the ballgame. T.J. Bell going to step in. He drove one to right center field. Ended up at second base. Got second base on the throw to third. Dienhart went to third. Dienhart scored the only run for the Knights last night. He was balked in the pretty good attempts at a fake steal at home plate by Dienhart. First pitch comes in, breaking pitch, swinging a miss. Second pitch going to get by the catcher. He was outside. Difficult ball to hold. Might go as a wild pitch in the official book. 1 ball, 1 strike. T.J. Bell, right-handed batter. Pretty strong young man. Here comes the pitch. Outside edge. Let it go by. 1 ball, 2 strikes. T.J. Bell going to step back in. Third batter in the lineup. No score. We're in the bottom of the first. Here comes the 0-2 pitch from Charlton. You're going to drive one. Shortstop, you're going to get a one-hopper backhand. He'll throw to first base. So Biacek makes the ESPN type of catch on the one-hop. And he'll throw on to first base. 3 outs. Solid stroke. Solid hit ball by C.J. Bell. He got the sweet spot indeed. So we'll go to the top of the second inning. Top of the second inning right here on the diamond. Again, we are at Siegel High School. That's S-I-E-G-E-L High School. We're in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Second game of 4 games scheduled for the Knights down here in a warmer climate. Back to the pitcher's man on his Bren Robbins. Going to get some warm-up pitches. And Coach Bournet is going to deliver a couple baseballs to the umpire in the pouch. Working right there on the diamond, we'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Larson and Sons Target Sports. Target Sports, they're located at 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana, 46069. They're right downtown. You can reach them by phone at 317-758-5886. Again, that's 317-758-5886. New and used certified gun sales, buy, sell, and trade. Gunsmithing and repairs are welcome at Target Sports. You can visit them on Facebook at Larson & Sons Target Sports. You can ask them about a local gun range for safe practice shooting. That's safe practice shooting, always spoken at Target Sports. And I will tip my hat, bow to the flag behind us. It's at half mast, and a lot of folks in the United States well aware of the education missing from a private Christian school here in Tennessee. Nothing should have even happened, but they're going to work that out, and hopefully it'll become better. If it can, it will. Here comes the pitch, second pitch of the lineup, top of the second inning, outside edge, breaking pitch called strike. In the batter's box, waiting number one, six hitter, Colin Slyka. Colin Slyka, here comes the pitch, second baseman. Ground ball right up the middle. Going to hit second base after a couple bounces. It got right by the skin right now of Bryn Robbins. Pretty kind of a rare occurrence. That ball did strike the bag. It caromed left to the shortstop. Evan Deanhart, he had no play by that time. Going to be a base hit off the bat, Colin Slyka. Right-handed batter in the box, number 29, Sam Maurice. Runner at first base. Nobody out. Pitch comes in a bit high. One ball, no strikes. Step back in. Just a bit of an open stance. Right-handed batter, Sam Maurice. Pitch comes in, right down meridian, strike called. Runner aboard, Colin Slyka, he's at first base. Nobody out. Top of the second inning, no score. Willowbrook Warriors batting. Pitch comes in, breaking pitch, got a piece of the plate before it broke away. Nice placed pitch, curveball by Bryn Robbins. He'll peer in, look at signals, out of the stretch. Check first base, now out of the set. Here comes the pitch. Outside a ball. Step back in. Two balls, two strikes. One aboard. He's at first base. That's Slyka. Here comes the pitch from Bryn Robbins. Inside low. Gonna take second base on the slide. You'll steal second base. That pitch was inside. Schumer had to glove it. It was off the surface. He had took him into the right batter's box, and inadvertently right there was the batter. And no harm done. Couldn't make the throw. Here comes the pitch. Foul ball, right side, out of play. 3-2 count. Three balls, two strikes. Willowbrook, a runner at second base. That's Colin Slyka stepping back in. Sam Maurice. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. Ground ball right side, just foul of first base. Good glove by T.J. Bell anyway. He'll toss it over. Bryn Robbins. Bryn Robbins was covering first base in good fashion. 3-2 count. 3-2 once again. Out of the set. Check second base. Here's the pitch. Gonna pop one skyward. Gonna float to right field. Making the catch in right field, Keaton Brooks. Gonna retreat back to second base. Colin Slyka. There's one out here in the top of the second. Next batter to bat, number 8 hitter. Where's number 7? Ryan Knebel. Right-handed batter. Bit of an open stance. Runner at second base. is Slidka. Checking second, here's the pitch. High for a ball. Just above the zone. Pretty good sized young man. Nine hitter, I'll take that back. Eight hitter, Ryan Knebel. Working out a stretch, now a set. Just check second base. Here's the pitch. Swung on, ground ball, left side. Fielded by Hudson Gulwein. It's going across the diamond. He'll throw a strike into the glove of T.J. Bell. Two outs. But on the ground ball, on the infield, taking third base is Colin Slidka. So, Willowbrook Warriors have reached third base with a base runner in the first and the second inning. Set to bat, he's a left-handed batter. He's the catcher. Vince Aiello, he'll step in. Left-handed batter outside of ball. Count goes 1-0. He'll step back in. Left-handed batter. Working from the stretch, now the set. He'll check third base. Here's the pitch. Tried to check his swing. It's a strike called. Count goes 1-1. Working out in center field, they have a pitch count for each pitcher. Home team and Disney team. As a foul tip back to the screen. You don't see that in a lot of ballparks. Matter of fact, that's the first time I've ever seen that in a high school field. That's well done. We'll miss him. Right here, Siegel High School, back in 2016, they won the state. I'm pretty sure winning the state is a pretty big deal here in Tennessee, as it is in Indiana. Outside breaking pitch, a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Left-handed batter. Ryan, take that back. Vince Aiello. Working from the stretch. Here's the pitch. Swung on. He'll foul it back to the screen. As mentioned, about a 20-feet high screen. And as I look up to the top of the screen, I see the moon. The moon way up there in right center field. Working from the stretch. Now the set. Checks third base. Here comes a 2-2. Outside of ball. Count goes full. Two bases available. 3-2 count. Vince Aiello, the nine hitter. Here comes the pitch. Outside edge, I guess. And he'll jog down to first base. So runners on the corners. We're going to see the one hitter once again. We'll see the leadoff batter from this contest, Joey Tumilty. Center fielder. A step back in, left-handed batter. Runners on the corners, two outs. Top of the second inning, no score. Stepping in there from the stretch, now the set. Bryn Robbins delivers. Ground ball, T.J. Bell at first base. Textbook play, T.J. Bell steps on the bag. So Willowbrook, they lead two aboard. They come up with no runs. And at the end of 1.5, no score, and the Knights are coming to the plate. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, real estate agent, real estate broker, Century 21. When you're looking for that enthusiastic real estate agent, look toward Lisa, Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa has more than 20 plus years while serving clients with the utmost professionalism. Let Lisa list and or let Lisa look for your next residential or corporate relocation. Contact Lisa Stokes Bear by cellular phone or by text message. 317-513-4086. Again, that's 317-513-4086. So, it's simple. When you would rather relax and rely on the real estate lady who listens, rely on experience and knowledge. Rely on Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21 Sheets Company. 317-513-4086. So get some warm-up pitches back on the pitcher's mound. Alex Shelton from Willowbrook getting warmed up right there with his catcher, Vince Alo. Bottom of the second inning, Knights are going to bat. First batter in the lineup going to be the four-hitter. It's going to be Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer accepting the catcher's position here in this ball game last night. Jackson Kane with the distance behind the dish. Pitch goes down, second base. Getting ready to bat. I got to mention, this is a synthetic field turf field. The first time I've ever seen a home plate that is made synthetic field turf. They usually have the inset plates that are just like on a dirt diamond, but they have a field turf plate right here. It doesn't require being cleaned off. It's white. Here comes the first pitch from the stretch. Foul back, left side, out of play. Pretty good stroke right there. Left-handed batter's box, Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer, another senior on the Knights ball team, working from the stretch, now the set. Here comes the 0-1. Outside edge, strike called. No balls, two strikes. Ryan knows it only takes one. He's lived by that motto, silently. Out of the stretch, now the set. Comes the pitch, outside a ball. One ball, two strikes. Left-handed batting, Ryan Schumer. Where's number seven for the Knights? Here comes the 1-2 pitch from Charlton. Outside a ball. Trying to work that outside edge. Charlton, he's well aware that he's pitching to the four-hitter for the Central Catholic Knights. Count goes 2-2. Working from the stretch, now the set. Double set for Alex Charlton. Here's the pitch. Outside a ball. Good discipline right there from the home plate umpire. Home plate umpire calling a good game thus far in this contest. Peering in looking at signals. Working out the stretch. Gets the signal from Alo. Out of a set. Double set. Here comes the 2-2. Check that. 3-2 count. He fouls this one back to the screen. Scoreboard is definitely beneficial. But that sun kind of glistening on that scoreboard with the magenta bulb collar. A little bit different. Kind of a light collared number. So we're very thankful for Ms. Baker being here covering the broadcast with the scoreboard. So a step out and step back in. Bottom of the second inning. First batter, Ryan Schumer. Here comes a 3-2. You know, foul one out of play, left side. 3-2 once again. Ryan Schumer going to step back in. Ryan Schumer in last night's ballgame. He appeared at the plate four at-bats. He got the second hit in the ballgame along with T.J. Bell last night. He'll jog to first base. 3-2 walk. Coach Bordenay going to call time on the diamond. He's going to give way to a pinch runner. Pinch runner is Gavin Boutel. Gavin Boutel doing the running at first base for Ryan Schumer. Stepping in, Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur getting somewhat of a day off. He's doing the DHing right now for pitch comes in. Breaking pitch low. Came in there high, about mid-range. Broke low for strike one. So Ben Mazur doing the batting in this ballgame for Hudson Gutwein, the third baseman. Going to be a pickoff move at first base, and Ryan Schumer, he kind of lucks in right there. He got some luck on his side. Throw to first base, Vinny Ippolito. If he'd have caught it cleanly, Ryan Schumer would be out right now. Let's try to first base again. Ryan Schumer gets back head first once again. Ben Mazur, right-handed batter, looking at signals, stepping back in, working from the stretch. Alex Shelton, pickoff move, first base. Might have misspoke, might have called him Schumer at first base. It's Gavin Beutel doing the running at first base for Ryan Schumer. Here's the pitch. A foul one right side out of play. Got a pretty good sweet spot on the bat. Ben Mazur, right-handed batter's box. No balls, one strike. Ben Mazur's been up there for a while. He had to stand there while four attempts at first base on Gavin Beutel. Here's the pitch. Swing and miss. It was a two-strike pitch. He'll go down swinging. And going to step into bat. It's going to be the pitcher. He's going to be pitching in today's contest. Bren Robbins. Where's number 33? Right-handed batter steps back in. Got a couple of good strokes last night to the outfield. Solid cuts. Drove the ball, but couldn't get the ball to fall in the outfield. Back to first base. Right there, base runner for the night, Gavin Beutel. Comes to stretch. Now the set. Here's the pitch. Outside edge, strike called. No balls, one strike. Working right there on the diamond, stepping back in. Signals given. Right-handed batter, Bren Robbins, out of the set position. Alex Shelton, outside edge, strike called. Hat blows off the head once again, Alex Shelton. There has been high school baseball games today where they went without hats because the wind was so severe. The umpire said, that's okay, take your hat off. It is part of the uniform. Foul back to the screen. Shelton loses his hat again. Just a while ago, the wind was blowing out to left center field. Not a whole lot, maybe 15, 20 mile an hour at the most. Stepping back in, one ball, two strikes. Bren Robbins, Alex Shelton. Long set, here's the pitch. Pitch comes in there, breaking pitch. And they're going to give Bren Robbins another pitch. That was a good pitch. Breaking pitch evidently just missed. One ball, two strikes. Pierre looking at signals. Out of the stretch, now the set, Alex Shelton. Pickoff move, first base. Gavin Beutel is back safely, head first. Bren Robbins, right-handed batter, taps the plate. One runner aboard, first base, Gavin Beutel. Here comes the 1-2. Swung on, going to pop one up right side. Second baseman evacuated his position. Going to come in from right field. Making the catch is Eddie Munson. Colin Slyka was headed to second base to take the throw on the steal attempt. Might have been a steal attempt right there by Gavin Beutel, and the ball floats to shallow right field. Caught by Eddie Munson. Two outs here in the bottom of the second inning. Stepping into bat for the Knights, number 3, Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane playing left field in today's ball game. Right-handed batter, working from the stretch, peering in, looking at signals. Now the set position. Alex Shelton, here's the pitch. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Count goes 0-1. Third base coach, Tim Bordonet, giving signals. First base runner, Gavin Beutel. In the box, one strike. Jackson Kane. Pitch comes in. Breaking pitch. Might have been a slider. Might have broke just a bit. It broke across the chalk. We'll call it the synthetic chalk right there at the right-handed batter's box. One ball, one strike. Jackson Kane. Batting in the bottom of the second inning. No score. Pitch comes in outside. Must have just missed. And Shelton is still fighting that hat. Looks like he's got a fitted hat. It's not adjustable in the back, or I'm sure he's tightening it up. Two balls, one strike. Set position for Shelton. Jackson Kane. Pitch comes in. Strike called. Right there below the kneecaps. That's a pretty good location to drive a pitch. Count goes 2-2. Working from the stretch, now the set. Taking off for second base, Gavin Rutel. It's going to be a third out in the inning. And in the bottom of the second, Knights come up with no runs. They leave one aboard. And we'll mention we're going to the top of the third inning. No score. And again, we are at Siegel High School. They got a home run fence. It's solid green, probably 6 or 7 feet tall. Around the perimeter in center field, from left to right, a big, large area is probably about 12 feet tall. It's got a green collar to it. There's a pretty heavily traveled road behind this home run fence, and they got that center field home run fence high enough where you don't see the cars go by, and it works pretty good. And we'll mention the parameters. Down the left field and down the right field line, 320 feet. In the alleys, left center alley is 355. Right center alley is 357. In center field, it's 375 straight away. Working on the pitcher's mound right there, Bryn Robbins. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by FTCSales.com. Looking for that newer truck or sport utility vehicle? Look and find FTCSales.com in the weekly auto trader. And as you can find, absolutely, in the FTCSales.com, in the Indiana RV, that's the Indiana Auto RV. They are free publications. You can pick them up at your local gas station every Friday. We'll talk about FTCSales after the top of the third. Stepping into bat. Where's number 5? We'll double check here. Right-handed batter. Working from the windup, Bryn Robbins. First pitch comes in. Strike called. That is number 5, Alex Shelton. He's the pitcher of record. Right-handed batter's box. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Outside, ball 1. 1-1. Beautiful day here in Tennessee. Murfreesboro, what a quality name for a city. Outside a ball, count goes 2-1. 2-1, Alex Shelton. Right-handed batter. Working from the windup, looking at the signals. Here comes a pitch from Bryn Robbins. Outside a ball. Bryn Robbins, right-handed pitcher. Looks like he's trying to guide the baseball just a bit. Here comes the pitch. He's going to drive one foul ball. Two-hitter in the lineup, Alex Shelton. Shelton wears number 5. He's doing pretty well with that helmet on the head. It's not blowing off. Here comes the pitch. He's going to drive one right side. Coming in foul territory. Giving it a chase, T.J. Bell. T.J. Bell got the closest to the baseball. It was way down the line in foul territory. Second baseman usually has a play on that, but Owen Munn couldn't get to it either. That ball was put in no man's land. So let's step back in. 3-2 count. Right-handed batter, Alex Shelton. Looking at signals. Here comes a wind, the 3-2 pitch. You're going to pop one. Fair territory on the infield. It's going to be caught out in the grass just a bit. Owen Munn, pretty good range on that catch. Coming in from right field, he could have caught the ball. That was Keaton Brooks. So one out, one batter retired. Here in the top of the third, stepping into bat, Isaac Sobacek. Here comes the pitch. Foul one, out of play, right side. No balls, 1-1. Isaac Sobacek in the batter's box. Here comes a wind and the delivery. Going to be a drive to left field. Going to get over the head of Jackson Kane. Going to get back to the warning track off the wall. Going to pick it up off the warning track. And Sobacek ends up at second base with a stand-up double. pretty solid drive. Didn't get a lot of elevation to left field. Jackson Kane playing right there, but it was a solid stroke. So they're going to work it from that direction. Runner at second base, nobody out. Next batter in is Eddie Munson, the four-hitter. Working out the stretch, now the set. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch finishes high. Got across the front edge of that plate a bit high above the zone. Good breaking pitch broke low and away. Peering in, looking at signals. Bryn Robbins might have shook one off or didn't see the signal. Here comes the pitch. Pitch comes in there, strike called. One ball, one strike, one out. Top of the third inning, no score. Isaac Sobachek at second base for Willowbrook. Inside a ball. Going to call balk. Evidently have called a balk on Bryn Robbins. Both officials in agreement when the balk took place. You can see the home plate umpire acknowledging the C position umpire as he made the call. Going to third base, count 1-1. At third base now is Isaac Sobachek. Working from the stretch, Bryn Robbins. Out of the set, checks third base. Here comes a 1-1 pitch. Outside a ball. Four-hitter wears number 3. That's Eddie Munson. He plays right field. Here comes a set position, Bryn Robbins. Here's the pitch. Going to drive one to center field. Going to get a beat on it. It's going to be caught. Going to be a tag at third base. And a good play at third base. What a throw, but he's safe. He is safe. But a solid line drive rope to home plate, a one hop to Ryan Schumer. Sliding in there, just safe, was Isaac Sobachek. That was a good defensive play for the Knights, even though the run scored. Stepping into bat, number 12, Vinny Ippolito, outside of ball. Vinny Ippolito plays first base. One out, take that back, two outs. Here in the top of the third, one run in, outside of ball. So Eddie Munson, the four-hitter, drove one to center field. Sacrifice fly, RBI. One-run ball game. Willowbrook ahead by one in the top of the third with two out. Here comes the pitch from Bryn Robbins, low for a ball. Three balls, no strikes. Bryn Robbins will step up to the rubber. Throw seat on. Here comes the wind. Here's the pitch. There's drive one out of play. Foul ball. Evidently had the green light. Vinny Ippolito. 3-0 kill. He drove one foul straight back out of play. Here comes a 3-1 pitch. Ball four. Low and away. Number 12, Vinny Ippolito going to jog to first base. Stepping into bat. Two outs. The sixth hitter. He wears number 1, Colin Slivka. Second baseman. Right-handed batter. Working from the stretch. Now the set. Bryn Robbins. Pitch comes in. Low and away. Ball one. Runner at first base is number 12, Vinny Ippolito. Got himself aboard with a walk based on balls. Working from the stretch, now the set. Bryn Robbins. High for ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Tied out on the diamond. Coach Bordnay going to walk out, have a visit with his infield. Two balls, no strikes. Two outs. Runner aboard at first base for Willowbrook Warriors. Number 12, Vinny Ippolito. 2-0 count on the batter, Colin Slivka. So a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Mr. Rogers said that a few times as he changed his shoes. So working right there, going to break up the meeting on the mound. When we get back behind home plate, it's going to be Brian Schumer, Coach Bordenay, concludes, working right there, working from the stretch. Peering in, looking at signals, Brent Robbins, ball's made live by the home plate umpire. Here comes a 2-0 pitch to Slidka, outside of ball. Three balls, no strikes. T.J. Bell holding the runner on with two outs. At first base, Vinny Ippolito. Three balls, no strikes, working from the stretch. Looking at the signal, here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. 3-0 count, they have the green light on 3-0, at least early in the season, from Coach Vic Wisner. Working from a stretch, here comes a 3-1 pitch. Pitch comes in high and away, ball four. Two runners aboard. Top of the third inning. Two outs. One run in. Working from a stretch to a board, stepping into bat, Sam Maurice. Sam Maurice, the left fielder. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch. Breaking pitch finishes high. Bryn Robbins going to ask for a new baseball. He will not be denied, and they'll throw one out. Ryan Schumer. One ball, no strikes. Two outs, runners on first and second base for the Warriors. Working from the stretch, now the set, he'll check second base. Brent Robbins, a long check. Here's the pitch. Just above the zone. Ball two. 2-0 count. Sam Maurice, the seventh hitter for the Warriors. Strength. Looking at signals. Here's the pitch. High for a ball. Three balls, no strikes. Right-handed batter, two outs, top of the third inning. One run in. Working from the stretch. Brent Robbins, here's the pitch. Outside, going to call a strike. 3-0 count. The umpire takes it upon himself to call that a strike. 3-1 count. Working from the stretch, Brent Robbins. Ball four. So each base is occupied, top of the third. Ryan Schumer calls time, goes out and talk with Brent Robbins. Going to speak some encouraging words, you know, that comes out of the mouth of a Ryan Schumer. Two outs, top of the third inning. Schumer back behind home plate. Timing call right there by the umpires. Here comes a pitch from Robbins. They'll drive one to right field down the line. It's going to get up against, they're going to be picked up in the warning track. Keaton Brooks. One run in, a second run in, and now a third run in. They'll take the ball to second base. Try to get the runner going back to the bag at second. He's safe on the head first slide. He tries to put the tag on him. It's going to be a 3 RBI double off the bat of Sam Maurice. So runner at second base. Going to try a peel at home plate. Each runner got home plate. Everything's good. Stepping into bat. Nine hitter, number eight, Vince Alo. And there's going to be a timeout on the diamond. Coach Bordenay going to walk out. Going to talk with his infield. Going to talk some words right there. Brent Robbins. Brent Robbins played good center field last night in the ball game. Showed some real good range. Taking off where he left off from a year ago, Brent Robbins. And conversation there at the pitcher's mound. And second base runner who jogged near the dugout, going to give somebody his batting gloves. We're going to see another inserted player in the ball game. And working right there, it's going to be number 41 for the Knights, Isaac Seppinger. Isaac Seppinger, number 41, left-handed hurler, going to get some warm-up tosses here in the top of the third. Two outs, nobody on, left-handed hurler, Isaac Seppinger. Seppinger 6'1", 170. If you look at him right there, from here to there, he looks like he's about 6'4". And they probably agree here in the press box. He's going to get some warm-up tosses, Isaac Seppinger. Submarine type of pitch. He's throwing from underneath right there. Right there, that's Isaac Seppinger. From the older generation, they'll know the name Kent Tekulve. Kent Tekulve, I think he wore 27 for the Pittsburgh Pirates. And Kent Tekulve, pretty good submarine pitcher in his own right, played Major League Baseball. At Major League Baseball, they're making some changes. They seem to have to insert a couple of new rules every year. And the NFL following right behind them, changing the game just a little bit. But they got the pitch clock now in the MLB. Pitcher with nobody on base, he's got 15 seconds once he gets the ball back from the catcher to throw the pitch. With a guy on base, he's got 20 seconds. The guy in the batter's box has to step in with at least 8 seconds left on the time clock so the pitcher can observe him. That's a new one. But it seems to be working okay in the MLB. Took their bases from 15 inches by 15 inches to 18 by 18. And I think it was David Kramer told me that so they could be closer to second base for a steal. But working on the man right there, getting some warm-up tosses. Finishing up right there is 41, Isaac Seppinger. Going out to go over the pitches right there is Ryan Schumer. Giving some quality words for Isaac Seppinger. Junior class member, listed as a pitcher and an outfielder. Stepping into bat. Stepping in right there is number 8. Vince Alo. Here comes the pitch. Out right down meridian. They're going to call it a strike. That submarine pitch, it takes some effort for a batter because that's not real common. It's a different way to look at a pitch. Here comes the pitch. Pitch comes in, outside edge. You got about a 3 o'clock arm slot, maybe even a 4 o'clock arm slot. That one came across the dish. Lefty facing a righty. Strike called, 0-2 count. Pitch comes in, inside a ball. Good stop inside right there. It's Ryan Schumer doing the catching today. Count goes 1-2. Working from the stretch, now the set. It's at second base. Here comes the submarine. Ground ball, left side. Evan Dehart feels it. He'll throw it on the run. He'll get the out at first base. With T.J. Bell. So the Knights get out of the inning. They left one aboard. Willowbrook comes up with 4 runs in the top of the third. They came up with 3 of those runs with 2 outs. So the Knights going to bat right here in the bottom of the fourth inning. 4-0 contest. It should say bottom of the third inning. 4-0 contest. Knights are going to hit. We'll also mention FTC sales. We'll mention FTC sales. You can pick up FTC sales at the Indiana Auto RV. That's a publication. Or the Auto Trader. Auto Trader, you can get those publications. They are free. You can get them every Friday at a local gas station. Check out what they offer. You'll see Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales right there listing some of their precious automobiles. We'll mention, yes, Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales. They offer bank finance or easy low payment plan. Visit them at ftcsales.com today. Since 1999, for 24 years, your go-to dealer, Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales. They're open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 7, Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturday, 9 to 4. Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales, located at 1601 McKinley Avenue, Frankfurt, Indiana, 46041. Sorry about that. I like Dennis DeYoung. You like him? Wish he was still with him. Working on the hill right there, still pitching. Bottom of the third inning, getting some warm-up tosses. Number 5, Alex Shelton. Alex Shelton, throughout the game, he's been pitching from the stretch. Nothing wrong with that. Tell you what, you can get some velocity even from the stretch. Going to throw one down to second base. Vince Alo, where's number 8, the catcher? Going to throw one down, a frozen rope, right on the spot. Taken by the shortstop, Isaac Sobisicek. Check it back for the Knights. Stepping in, number 14, the 8 hitter, Tyler Fox. Playing a good center field in the ballgame. Caught that one straight away, made a dime of a throw to home plate on the one hop that just missed the first run of the ball game. Scores. Pitch comes outside of ball. Tyler Fox, center fielder, tap the plate. Bit of an open stance. You can see more of the baseball. He'll close on the approach, working from the stretch. Here comes the pitch from Shelton. He's going to foul one back to the screen. Count goes 0-2. Take that back. Count goes 1-1. Ball's made live, home plate umpire. Right-handed batter, Tyler Fox. Here's on the pitch, Alex Shelton. Low for a ball. Vince Alo, he's working that right leg, stretching it out right there. Kind of like a Tony Pena of yesterday for the Pirates. Here comes the pitch from Shelton. Tyler Fox. Healthy cut, came up empty. Nice swing from Fox. Count goes 2-2. Tap the plate. 2-2 count. Working from the stretch. Has a double set. Here comes the pitch. Took a little bit off of it. Swing and a miss. A little bit out in front. He'll jog back to the dugout. Stepping in the bat, the 9 hitter, number 34 for the Knights, Keaton Brooks. Keaton Brooks going to step in. Keaton Brooks last night, 2 at-bats, left-handed batter. Looking from the stretch, now the set. Here comes the first pitch. Tried to check his swing. It's going to be a full swing, strike call, a strike one. Peering in, looking at signals, Alex Shelton. Where's number 5 for Willowbrook? Low for ball 1 as the hat falls off his head once again. He's got some hair. Seems like that hair could probably hold it still. High school players, they like to wear hair, even college. Here comes the pitch. Ground ball, high hopper. Back to the mound. Shelton has difficulty bringing it in. It's going to be he'll reach first base. That's right there, Keaton Brooks in the overthrow. Goes near the fence, beyond first base, and Keaton Brooks takes an easy second base. So one out on the diamond, the Knights have a runner in scoring position. Next batter in the lineup is going to be number 12, Owen Munn. Owen Munn, second baseman. The one hitter for the Knights, right-handed batter. Keaton Brooks at second base. One out. Let's step off the back. Alex Shelton has every right to step off the back as the pitcher. Stepping back in, Owen Munn. Working from the stretch, now the set. He'll check second base twice. Here comes the pitch. Strike called. Right across the knee caps right there. MLB has adopted the lower strike zone just below the knees. That's an easy strike zone to call. That trickle-down theory is right here with high school baseball. Here comes the pitch from Shelton. swing and a miss. Might have been off-speed breaking pitch. Vanished away. Count goes no balls, two strikes. One out. Bottom of the third inning, a four-run game. Willowbrook got four in the top half. Checks his swing outside of ball. One-two count. Right-handed batter, Owen Munn. Runner at second base is Keaton Brooks. He reached by air, but he reached. Here comes the pitch. Ball outside. 2-2 count. Two balls, two strikes. The setback in the rubber. Alex Shelton. He'll peer in, look at signals. Owen Munn. 2-2 pitch on the way. He's going to pop one right side. The sun's bothering the second baseman, but it's caught by the right fielder. And right fielder has a frozen rope type of arm. And he lets it go on a dime, airborne, to third base to get the tag up. But there was no tag. Two outs in the inning. Ball went to right field. Catch made by Eddie Munson. Eddie Munson, the four-hitter in the offensive lineup. Stepping in the rubber, two outs. Runner at second base is Keaton Brooks. Stepping in the bat for the Knights, Evan Dienhart. Shortstop. First pitch comes in. You gonna pop one. Right side. Is it going to be fair or foul? It's going to be caught. Not only is it fair, but it's going to be caught again by the right fielder, Eddie Munson. And the Knights are retired. They leave one on base at second base, Keaton Brooks. At the end of three complete, 4-0 ball game, Willowbrook 4, Central Catholic nothing. Knights going to play defensively here in the top of the fourth inning. We'll mention this game is also, in part, being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment. Reynolds Farm Equipment, since 1955, they're located at 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana. Keep your eyes peeled right there. They're working on an over and under brand new road system like they're putting in all along 31. Over and under, they're going to be right there at 276th Street. We'll also mention, you can visit Reynolds Farm Equipment online at reynoldsfarmequipment.com. And now they have Titus Bakery and Deli right there inside Reynolds Farm Equipment. And we'll mention the hours of operation for Titus Bakery and Deli. They're open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. On Saturday, they're open 7 a.m. to noon. You can join them for breakfast and or lunch. We'll talk about Reynolds Farm Equipment. Their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 7:30 a.m. to 12 noon. They're closed on Sunday. TitusBakery.com and RentalsFarmEquipment.com. They're right there along U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County. Stepping in the bat for Willowbrook, the leadoff batter in today's ballgame, Tumulty. First pitch comes in outside of ball. Left-handed batter, Joey Tumulty. Peering in, look at signals. Here's the pitch from Seppinger. Pitch comes in perfectly thrown. That was the pitch to hit right there. Strike called. One ball, one strike. Here comes the wind and delivery from Seppinger. Swung on, ground ball up the middle. It's going to be fielded by Dienhart. They give a strong arm across the diamond and just behind the first base runner. It's going to be an infield hit for Joey Tumulty. Good effort there at shortstop. Pretty good range to his left. He showed that last night in game one. He fielded one almost behind second base. Stepping into bat, second hitter in the lineup, number five, Alex Shelton. Right-handed batter working from the stretch. It's Seppinger. Going to put a bunt down. Seppinger's going to field it. He's going to turn and throw. Couldn't get the throw to first base. He was going to be safe anyway. The throw gets off the glove of T.J. Bell. They're going to try to take second base, and they will. Willowbrook takes second base. Second base was uncovered. And Alex Shelton is at second base. Well, missing number 10, Joey Pamilti, works over to third base. Runners at second and third for Willowbrook. Top of the fourth inning. Nobody out. Two aboard, third hitter in the inning at home plate. Right-handed batter number 9, Isaac Sobesicek. Peering in, looking at singles. Left-handed pitcher, Isaac Seppinger. Junior class member, here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Seppinger, I should say. Say right there as Isaac Sobicek took one of his swings on the first opportunity. Back in the right-handed batter's box, here's the pitch. Pitch comes in a bit tight, maybe above the zone. Step back in. Sobicek. Left-handed pitcher. Here comes a pitch from Seppinger. He's going to drive one to center field. He's going to back up the center fielder. He's going to go up near the wall. It's going to bounce off the wall at the 375 mark. Tyler Fox makes the throw back in. And coming in to score, two runs for Willowbrook, Joey Pamilti, and Alex Shelton. On the triple, two RBI hit for Isaac Sobesicek. So two runs in. 6-0 contest. Runner at third base, nobody out. Peering in, looking at signals. Isaac Seppinger, here's the pitch. And foul one back, out of play. In the batter's box, number 3. The four-hitter, Eddie Munson. Eddie Munson, the right fielder, kind of showing off his arm to third base on a catch last inning. Here comes the pitch. Outside of ball. One ball, one strike, one out. Here comes the pitch from Isaac Seppinger. Swing and a miss. Might have took a little bit off that. Submarine pitcher, Isaac Seppinger. It definitely is a craft. He's honing the craft right now. Outside of ball. Two balls, two strikes. Eddie Munson in the batter's box. Here's the pitch from Isaac. Swing and a miss. It's going to strike him out. He go down swinging. Seppinger with good placement against the four-hitter, Eddie Munson. Stepping back in is number 12, Benny Ippolito. Ippolito, there's one out in the inning. Runner at third base is Isaac Sobicek. First pitch comes in, a ball outside. Step back in, number 12, Vinny Ippolito, looking from the stretch. Isaac Seppinger, pitch comes in. Strike called, top of the zone. Isaac Seppinger, one ball, one strike on Ippolito. One out, top of the fourth inning, 6-run ball game. Here's the pitch. Line drive up the middle, it's going to be a base hit, left of second base. Wasn't going to be stopped to Evan Teinhardt and the call for the cutoff. Run comes in to score, a 7-0 contest. Off of third base to score at home plate. After the triple, Isaac Sobesicek. And at first base with the base hit and the RBI, Vinny Ippolito. Now batting number 1, Colin Slidka. Seppinger checks first base, field pickoff move. Quality move, pretty good velocity, getting back safely, is Ippolito. one out. Sun is shining. Not a cloud in the sky. Pretty good environment. Pretty good atmosphere to catch fly balls. Pitch comes in. Ball called. Going to end up behind the batter. Good grab right there by Schumer. Schumer picking up signals from the first base dugout, reflecting the signals to Isaac Suppinger. Here's the pitch. Going to drive one right center field gap. Going to back up the right fielder. That's Keaton Brooks. He'll pick it up. He has a warning track. He tossed it back in. He's taking the cutoff right there. It was Owen Munn. It's going to be a stand-up double off the bat as Colin Slyska. Benny Ippolito is stopped at third base. So they're going to call timeout on a diamond, and then Ryan Schumer are going to jog out. I'm going to talk with Isaac Suppinger. Next batter is going to be a lefty. Let's step in the batter's box. We're going to see a different batter at the batter's box now. It's going to be number 22, Aiden Barinclaw. Aiden Barinclaw is going to step in. Left-handed batter. Going to bat first time in the ballgame. Working from the stretch, here's the pitch. Ball outside, low and away. One ball, no strikes, one out. Runners at second and third base. Here comes a 1-0 pitch from Barinclaw. Outside, ball two. Isaac Suppinger is going to peer in, look at signals. Out of the stretch. Ryan Schumer is going to reflect. He's going to step off the back of the rubber. He's going to wipe saliva off the fingers to dry off. It's a safe bet to dry off. Here's the set. Here's the pitch. Outside edge. Strike call. Perfectly placed by Isaac Suppinger. He'll peer in, look at signals. Two balls, one strike, one out. Here's the pitch. He'll foul one back to the screen. Count goes even at 2-2. First time at the plate, happened to face a submarine pitcher. That's number 22. He's at the plate now. 2-2 count. Aiden Barinclaw. Here comes a 2-2. Out of the set. Suppinger. Low for a ball. Just low. Count goes full. At 3-2. Left-handed batter. Pretty excited, I'm sure, to be in the batter's box. Here comes the 3-2. To hit one left, right side of the infield. Diving effort. Line drive hit by the glove of Owen Munn. Ball goes into right center field. They throw it back in. A run comes in to score. That's Benny Ippolito. It's a 7-0 contest, or 8-0 contest on the diamond. Runners on the corners. One out, stepping in. Number 7, Ryan Knable. Working from the stretch, peering in. Working from the set position. You check first base, here's the pitch. Just outside, ball one. First and third base, runners on the corners. Working from the stretch, Isaac Suppinger. Peering, he'll stretch, now set. Here comes the pitch. Taking off for second base. And he'll be safe on the head first slide. And he'll bring it back to the pitcher's rubber. With Isaac Suppinger. Runners at second and third. Two balls, no strikes. Here's the pitch. Strike call. 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Top of the fourth inning. Four runs in each of the last two innings. I'm going to drive one to center field on the ground. I'm going to get through. going to go to center field. The throw comes in, cut off by T.J. Bell. That throw from center field, 14, Tyler Fox. Me time out on the diamond. Coach Bordenay going to walk out. Have conversation with his infield. Going to be a base hit, RBI. Off the bat of Ryan Knebel. Next batter in the lineup, we're number 8, 9 hitter, Vince Aiello. So runners on first and third base. Ryan Steffinger going to get a good hand clap from the Lafayette Central Catholic faithful. Lafayette Central Catholic, they travel well. 425-mile venture. Baseball in the sun in the month of late March. Difficult to have back in Midwest Indiana. So we're going to get the warm-up pitches right here. Right-handed pitcher going to start out from the stretch, warming up. So they'll get some warm-up tosses right there on the diamond. And we'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by the Choo Choo Cafe. Choo Choo Cafe there on Main Street, 185 West Main Street, Atlanta, Indiana, 46031. They're right there on Main Street. They also have a bakery, Cafe and Bakery. You can visit them down on Main Street. No Bob Seger, pun intended. In North Hamilton County, that's in Northern Hamilton County. Also, Mr. Muffin's Train, Mr. Muffin's Train Shop, that's just across the tracks from Choo Choo Cafe. They're at the separate ends of a two-block area. They're at 165 East Main Street, Atlanta, Indiana, 46031. They have Model Train Store. They've got a Model Train Store. If you want to take your young man to that Model Train Store, it will open his eyes for sure. They have a train track up above. You can walk in the door, look up above, and you can see a train track with the train circulating right up there, about 8 or 9 feet tall above the surface. It's quite interesting. You can call Mr. Muffin's Trains at 765-292-2022. And that's right there on Main Street in Atlanta. In Atlanta, synonymous for the Earth Festival. Earth Festival in Atlanta, Indiana. It happens once a year. It's in the last week, the fourth week of September. They close off the city streets. They barricade them off. They have live bands. They have food trucks. They have about everything you could want to do. And you can see a lot of folks right there as they sell the memorabilia type of stuff. Stepping in the bat, going to be number 8, Vince Aiello. Looking from the stretch, two men on first and third base. First pitch comes in, low and away. Out there doing the pitching for the Knights, number 31, Jack Reisman. Jack Reisman, second pitch. Gonna pop one up on the infield. It might make it to center. It's gonna be called off by Tyler Fox, center fielder. They thought about a tag at third base. Coach Vic Wisner elected not to tag. So runner still on first and third. It's gonna be a fly out. High fly ball, center field. They'll jog back to the dugout. That's Vince Aiello. He'll put his gear on, get ready to catch in the bottom half of the fourth. Stepping in. Number 10, Joey Tomilski. Pitch comes in, ground ball in the infield. Owen Munn, second base. He'll flip it to Evan Kinghart at second. And they'll get the final out here in the top of the fourth. Top of the fourth inning, Willowbrook comes up with five runs. They got four in the fourth. I think they got back four in the third. It's a 9-run ball game. Knights having a powwow out in front of their screen at the dugout. Knight's going to bat here in the bottom of the fourth inning. A lot of time left. A lot of time left in this ball game. Lots of time left. We've only played half of the game. So we'll see what happens. The Knight's going to bat in the bottom of the fourth inning. And we'll also mention, you should make plans. Make plans with your family. Monticello, Indiana. That's Indiana Amusement Park. Indiana Amusement Park. It was regathered. It's now owned by a gentleman in Chicago. He had the wherewithal. He went and purchased. Might have a small group with the purchase. And they opened Indiana Beach back up. It was dormant for a number of years. Right now it's opened back up at Indiana Beach. They have a campground available and an RV resort. Indiana Beach, located at 2732 Northwest Schaefer Drive, Monticello, Indiana, 47960. You can reach them by telephone at 574-583-4141. That's 574-583-4141. You can get a daily admission ticket, or you can get a season pass. Season pass, you go about three times and you overpay for that daily admission and season pass. It's upside down. Get that season pass for $69.99. Good place to take your family. Make family plans. Stepping in the bat, bottom of the fourth inning, number 18. It's going to be T.J. Bell. Third base dugout. Going to tell the outfield to shade it to the right field for T.J. Bell. T.J. Bell, good hit last night. Solid. He had a good stroke here earlier in this game. First batter in the bottom of the fourth. Shelton's first pitch. He'll take a drive. Left center field. Is he going to get by the center fielder? No. He's going to get a single. Won't get a double. But T.J. Bell, that ball is popping off the bat of T.J. Bell. So stepping into bat for the Knights. Going to be the four hitter, number 7, Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer going to look at signals. Coach Bournet going to walk towards home plate. He's going to make an adjustment. Coach Bournet going to make an adjustment with possibly the runner, T.J. Bell at first base. We'll see. Maybe not. So, going to be a type of adjustment here, and it is going to be a runner. Taking off, going to run for T.J. Bell at first base is number 35, Ben Bunton. Ben Bunton going to run for Bell at first base. So adjustment made on that small stenographer's pad by the umpire. He puts it back in the pocket. Left-handed batter, Ryan Schumer. Pickoff move, Charlton, first base. Back safely, head first. And number 35, Ben Bunton. He's a junior class member, 5'8", 155. He's got some wheels. Here comes a set. Alex Shelton delivery. Outside edge, strike called. Ryan Schumer, left-handed batter, to step out of the box. He'll observe signals from Coach Bournet. He'll step back in. Bunn, modest lead at first base. Breaking pitch, didn't break a lot, stayed outside. Righty facing the lefty. Attempt of a backdoor curveball right there for Alex Shelton. Working from the stretch. Now the set. The double set. Here comes the pitch. Outside low. Two balls, one strike to Ryan Schumer. Pinch runner at first base for the Knights is Ben Bunton. Running for T.J. Bell. T.J. Bell single to left center field. Pickoff move back safely. Head first is Bunton. Pretty good pickoff move right there off the hand of Alex Shelton. Shelton has gone the distance. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. Here comes a set. Pitch comes in. Outside edge. Knee high. Strike called. Count goes even at 2-2. Four hitter for the Knights, Ryan Schumer. He only needs one pitch. Pierre-Anne looking at signals out of the stretch. Pitch comes in. Low and away, ball three. Three balls, two strikes. One runner aboard, nobody out. Nice batting in the bottom of the fourth inning, trailing nine runs. Here comes the pitch. They're going to call him out, inside and tight. Umpire's going to call him out on that tight pitch. So Schumer will walk Girgel back to the dugout. One out, bottom of the fourth, stepping in the bat. Ben Mazur, number 27, batting as the DH. Here's the pitch. Took a little bit off that swing. A little bit out in front of it. Swing and a miss. One ball, no strikes. I take that back. No balls, one strike. Ben Mazur. Pitch comes in. No swing. Count goes 0-2. Peering in, looking at signals. Foul the stretch, now the set. Here's the pitch. Going to call him out on three pitches. And that pitch was called a strike on the left-handed batter's chalk. Two outs in the inning. Glenn Robbins stepping in. Where's number 33? Here's the pitch. Going to pop one foul out of play, right side. Going to step out and look for signals. Coach Bortney. A few given. Let's step back in. At first base, Ben Button, pinch runner. Glenn Robbins here comes to 0-1. Outside of ball. One ball, one strike. Two outs, bottom of the fourth inning. Working from the stretch. Now the set. Pitch comes in. Swing and a miss. Count goes 1-2. The set back in. 1-2 count. Alex Shelton, Bryn Robbins. Swing and a miss. Drop three. They're going to say he caught it. They're going to say he caught it. That was Vince Alo. He held the ball. No drop third. The Knights will jog back to the dugout. They'll go out defensively. Knights come up with no runs. They leave one aboard. Their base hit in the inning. And T.J. Bell set to bat in the top of the fourth inning. Willowbrook Warriors. We'll also mention this game is in parts being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21, real estate agent, real estate broker. When you're looking for that enthusiastic real estate agent, look toward Lisa. Lisa Stokes Bear, Lisa has more than 20 plus years while serving clients with the utmost professionalism. Let Lisa list or let Lisa look for your next residential or corporate relocation. Contact Lisa Stokes Bear by cellular phone. You can reach her by dialing 317-513-4086. Or you can reach her by text message at that same number, 317-513-4086. So it's simple. When you would rather relax and rely on the real estate lady who listens, rely on experience and knowledge. Rely on Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21 Sheets Company, 317-513-4086. So back out on the rubber, getting warmed up. Once again, out there is number 31, Jackie Reisman. Jackie Reisman, he's a junior. He's 6'4", weighs in at 225. He's listed as a pitcher and a first baseman. They throw one down second base. Frozen rope from Ryan Schumer. They meet up there at the pitcher's mound. They knuckle him up and they put the ball back in the glove. right there of Jack Reisman. So stepping in the back here in the top of the fifth inning is going to be number 5, Alex Chilton. Right-handed batter, he does the pitching in this ballgame for Willowbrook. Here's drive one right side, going to land a foul ball. It's going to be a no-man's land once again down the right field line there in the corner. Picked up by Keaton Brooks. No balls, one strike. Two-hitter in the lineup, number 5, Alex Chilton. Right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher, working from a stretch. Nobody on. Outside of ball. One ball, one strike. It'll be another game following this one. I see a couple of teams walking around the perimeter. Here comes a stretch in the set. Pitch comes in. He's going to drive one to left field. Going to get a lot of air. It's going to back up, and it's going to be over the fence down the left field line. It's going to be a home run. Number 5, Alex Chilton. He got a lot of air on that hit. I was not sure it was going to go out, but it floated on out of here. And Alex Chilton going to jog in and touch all the bases. So Alex Chilton touches home plate with the foot and the helmet. So next batter in the lineup is going to be the 3-hitter, number 9, Isaac Sobacek. Sobacek's going to step in. Shortstop position. Sobacek. There we go. Sobacek. Good phonically written names by Coach Christner. Here comes the set. Here comes the pitch. The foul ball back to the screen. Straight back. Solid swing. Isaac Sobacek. Yeah, pretty solid swing. He saw his previous batter jog the bases with his swing. Here comes the set position. Here comes the pitch. Long set. Pitch comes in, swing and a miss. I should say foul back to the screen. Solid cut once again. Isaac Sobacek. And he'll step back in with an 0-2 count. And on the pitcher's mound, 41. He'll let that one go by. Two solid swings, and he plays Russian roulette with the umpire. So we have one out here in the inning. So three strikes, three pitches. Right there by Jack Reisman. Struck him out. Ground ball in the infield. He fielded by the shortstop. Couldn't make the throw. It was attempted to be fielded right here by Hudson Gutwein. It got by him. By the time it got to shortstop Ryan Elsner, there was no throw going to be needed at first base. It's going to be an infield hit. Infield hit off the bat of Eddie Munson. First pitch hit for Munson. Peering in looking at singles. Number 12, Vinny Ippolito. Pitch comes in. High, just above the zone. Ball one. Peering in looking at signals. Going to step in the rubber. Got to take signals in the rubber. So pickoff move at first base. Back safely is Eddie Munson. Looking for that second pitch. One ball, no strikes. Vinny Ippolito. Pitch comes in. Swung on. Foul ball. Severely foul left side. Right-handed batter. Number 12, Vinny Ippolito. He's been on base. Drew a walk. Ran for himself. Here comes the set. Here comes the pitch. Jack Reisman. Pitch comes in a bit above the head. The box, ball. Ball one. One ball, one strike. Working and stretching in, looking at the glove, looking at the signals. Here comes the pitch to right from Reisman, outside of ball on the breaking pitch. Runner at first base. Modest lead. Jack Reisman might look at first base. Right-handed pitcher. Right-handed batter. Swing and a miss, Ippolito. The foul tip in the glove of Ryan Schumer. A called strike. A strike. 3-2 count. One out from the stretch. Now the stat. Reisman going to take off early for second base. Going to be ball four. Ball four. He'll jog down to first base. Ippolito again aboard with a walk. Next batter going to bat in the lineup for Willowbrook is going to be number 20. Aiden Pintacek. Aiden Pintacek, number 20. Pinch runner in the ballgame. Home plate umpire makes the adjustment on his notepad. Runner at first and second base. One out. Pitch comes in. Pintacek. Heavy swing. Quality swing. Swing and a miss. Peering in, looking at signals. Working from the stretch. Now the set. Pitch comes in inside low. Ball one. Aiden Pintacek. Working from the stretch. Checks second base. The set. Here's the pitch. Outside of ball. Jack Reisman. Tall young man. 6'4". A step back in. Here from the set, here's the pitch to Pintacek outside a ball. 3-1 count. Runners at first and second base. Three balls, one strike. First time at the plate. Aiden Pintacek. Here comes the pitch. High and tight, ball four. So bases are going to be occupied. There's going to be a timeout on the diamond. Coach Bourne is going to walk out, talk to his infield. Runners aboard. Conversation at the pitcher's mound. One out. We're in the top of the fifth inning. Working right there. So the conversation out on the pitcher's mound. And they're going to jog back to their respective positions. So Jack Reisman is going to pitch here on the diamond. And they're going to work right from right there. Stepping in, left-handed batter. Number 22, Aiden Barenclaw, going to bat for the second time in the ballgame. Left-handed batter steps in. Working from the stretch. 31, Jack Reisman. First pitch comes in tight and low for ball one. Peering in, looking at signals. Now out of the set, here comes the 1-0 pitch from Reisman. In there for a strike. Working it across the dish, righty facing a righty. Working that inside zone, Jack Reisman. Count goes 1-1. Next pitch comes in outside a ball. Two balls, one strike. Step in, look at signals. Here's the set. Here's the pitch from Jack Reisman. Try to check his swing. It's going to be called strike. I think it's a called strike. Check swing has nothing to do with it. Count goes 2-2. Working out of the stretch, now the set. Zach Reisman, the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Let's set him down swinging. Never fails. You have a coach. Time out. Go out to talk to your troops. Next batter. You set them down swinging. Call time out. You go to the foul line. You make the next shot. Never fails. Coaches rule. So nobody, excuse me, stepping back in with two outs in the inning, top of the fifth. Stepping into bat. Number seven, Ryan Knable. We'll double check that. First pitch comes in high and tight. Batting here with a 1-0 count is 27. Anthony Mazurek. Anthony Mazurek gonna step in. Where's number 27? Right-handed batter. Peering in, look at the signals. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. 31, Jack Reisman. He's working now. One ball, one strike, two outs. Here comes the 1-1. Low and away, ball two. 27, Anthony Mazurek. Two balls, one strike, two outs. Top of the fifth inning. Here comes the pitch. Strike called. Knee high, right across the dish, inside half. 2-2 count, two outs. Working on the stretch, now the set. Here comes the 2-2 pitch to Missouri. Strike called. They're going to set him down, looking. Three outs in the top of the fifth inning. 10-0 advantage, 10-0 score. Knights are going to bat in the bottom of the fifth inning. We'll mention this game is also, in parts, being brought to you by Sign Production. A business with a good sign is a sign of good business. Computer-generated, painted, and sandblasted signs. Billboard advertising, large-format signage. Vehicle graphics and lettering. Banners and window lettering. Sign Production since 1985. You can reach them by telephone at 317-946-2424. Again, that's 317-946-2424. You can get some wind up right there. Still out on the pitcher's mound is number five, Alex Shelton. Going to pitch here in the fifth inning. We do appreciate you tuning in. And I will mention, PutMeInSports.com, happy to support education-based high school varsity athletics. Baseball in the spring, Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. Football in the fall, Tipton Blue Devils. And basketball in the winter, Tipton Blue Devils, Central Catholic Knights, Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies. We thank you for tuning in. I'm going to throw one down at second base, Frozen Rope. Off the hand of Vince Aiello. First batter here in the top of the bottom of the fifth inning for the Knights. It's going to be number three, Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane, the seven hitter. He's playing left field in today's ball game. On deck for the Knights, 14, Tyler Fox. Working from the stretch, now the set. Alex Shelton, swing and a miss. Jackson Kane, count goes 0-1. Jackson Kane going to step back in. Jackson Kane, a sophomore athlete, slot receiver on the football team. He catches passes. Here comes the pitch. Outside, ball one. One ball, one strike. A step back in. 1-1 count, nobody out. First batter in the bottom of the fifth for the Knights. Working from the stretch, the double set. Here's the pitch. And try a second swing. The strike called. Count goes 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Peering and looking at singles. Alex Shelton out of the set. The double set. Here comes the pitch. Tried to check that swing once again. He has dropped third. Stepping to the inside, throwing to first base. Vince Aiello There's one out here in the bottom of the fifth. Next batter going to step in for the Knights. It'll be the eight hitter, number 14, Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox playing center field today. Threw a rifle shot from center field to home plate, the one hop. Pitch comes in, outside edge, called strike. No balls, one strike. One out. Bottom of the fifth. Here comes a pitch from Charlton. Swing and a miss. Count goes no balls. No balls and two strikes. Right here is a batter. Tyler Fox. Out of the set. Here comes the pitch. Outside edge. They're going to call strike. Two outs. The bottom of the fifth. Next batter for the Knights is going to step in. It's going to be number 34, Keaton Brooks. Keaton Brooks playing right field today. Has seen some action in right field today. Working from the stretch, now the set. Left-handed batter, Keaton Brooks. Get a ground ball on the infield. Three hop, fielded by the shortstop. They go to first base, and he's safe. Going to be an infield hit off the bat of Keaton Brooks. And that was a true infield hit. So Keaton Brooks gets a base hit on the infield. A little bit of a conversation, Coach Bourdain. Going to run for Keaton Brooks. Going to jog out for him. It's going to be number 10, Lucas Gerke. Lucas Gerke running at first base. Stepping into bat, Gavin Boutel. Gavin Boutel going to bat. He's a junior, 5'10". He's listed as an infielder and a catcher. Gavin Boutel, right-handed batter. Working from the stretch, here's a set. Pitch comes in, swing and a miss. He'll go 1 foot in, 1 foot out of the box. Textbook, IHSAA smiling on a play like that to take signals. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Runner aboard is at first base. Gavin Boutel in the batter's box. Gerke at first base. Here's the pitch. Let's it go by. He's going to be a call. Going to be called drop third. I don't think we got a call from the home plate umpire that that was going to be a strike. I'm not sure. Was that one strike or two? Okay. All right, they're going to shake hands. They're going to cross ways here, right there. Kind gentlemen, as Willowbrook Warriors, Central Catholic Knights, going to cross that home plate. They're going to shake hands. And we'll mention, tomorrow is going to be a game schedule. We'll see what the weather brings tomorrow on Friday, March 31st. It's going to be a 1:30 Eastern time start. It'll be at Oakland High School. I've been told it's right down the street from here, one of their conference teams, here at Siegel High School, and it's going to be tomorrow. It's scheduled for 1:30. It's with Briarcrest out of Tennessee, and their town, their city is Eads, Tennessee, and it's going to be a Murfreesboro, Tennessee type of ball game once again. 1:30 tomorrow. Check the website. We'll try to get it updated. Not sure we can, but we'll try our best if it is a rain out. But then stay tuned. We'll try to have the internet feed on by about 1 or 1:15. So if you check in, you'll find out if you didn't know if the ball game's on or not on. We thank you for tuning in. We thank you for listening. We'll miss you no matter if you're home or away. If you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let him go. Keep the fire burning.